Jay Ratliff joins us now from daytradefund.com. Jay, I mean, it just, the noise just doesn't go away about these interest rates. Oh, yeah, it's going to get better. We're going to have more. Nope. Jerome Powell said, nope, don't think so yesterday. And he didn't say we're going up, but he says no cuts anywhere near happening to us either.
Well, no. In fact, I think even an interest rate increase is still on the table somewhere. I'm sure it's a distant option at this point in time, but it's still there. You remember we came into this year, and you and I were talking about how a lot of these yapping heads were talking about we were going to see 6-7 massive rate cuts for this year, and a lot of people thought that was going to be the case. You and I, of course, firmly founded in reason, knew that wasn't going to happen, and here we are approaching the middle part of the year, and Jerome Powell says, yeah, I mean, nothing right now. The battle with inflation isn't over. We recognize that. And we're going to be getting, last week we got some inflationary data that was a little hotter than expected. That threw some water on the fire. And, of course, we're supposed to be getting some data at 8:30 Eastern coming up here in about 5 or 6 minutes. It's also going to be part of the data that the Fed's going to be looking at. But all indications are that maybe we might see an interest rate cut maybe in September, and there's only about a 60% chance of that, and that could fade if more inflationary issues come up as we progress through May into June and then July. So right now the Fed's taking a very predictable, cautious, patient approach, as they should. They raised interest rates over years slowly, or raised them, and the cutting is going to be the exact same process, where we're going to be looking at them dropping them gradually over an extended period of time. All these people that are jumping up and down like a spoiled toddler saying now, just need to wait.
All right, let's talk about these meme stocks. Apparently they're back. I remember when Elon Musk came up. What was the meme stock? What's it called? The Doge?
Those are the Bitcoins, all the cryptocurrencies.
Right. And
sometimes those can be meme related. Meme is kind of just a social media driven stock frenzy, I guess, is probably the best way to put it.
Okay.
For absolutely no reason in the world. Well, not to go too deep in the woods, but weeds. But if somebody looks at stocks and say, well, there's a lot of people that's betting on this stock to go down, and we jump in force and start to have it rise up, well, the people that've got the big dollars are going to have to jump in and buy more shares to try to right the ship and protect themselves against massive losses. And this started 4 or 5 years ago when we had it, where we had several stocks like GameStop, AMC, even Tupperware and others that were going up for no reason whatsoever. I mean, $20 stocks that would shoot to $100, $125 a share, they would get to that point, stall, and then come down just as fast. And sadly, what happens, JT, is we have a lot of people that hear about, GameStop, we hear about AMC stock, and they want to jump in and cash in on this, but they come into the party, they're way late, and by the time they are buying shares, it's about to drop and drop fast and hard, and you have a few people making a lot of money and a ton of people losing money. So when you're hearing about this meme stock craze that's coming back with a lot of stocks that are going up for no reason other than a bunch of social media people are playing follow the leader, take a deep breath, back away, and don't touch them.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
I've made a lot of money trading stocks, but please, this is a pump and dump. You don't want to do it. It's going to be horrific if you put your toe in the water.
Yeah, that was my next question. How do you feel about them? And you answered that very firmly. Thank you very much.
I try to be pretty candid when you and I talk, brother.
That's right. All right, Jay Ratliff, daytradefund.com. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you.